Numbers chapter 12 and verse 13. So Moses cried out to the Lord, "O God, please heal her." Numbers 12:13. Moses' compassion, Moses' pity. Moses has compassion on his sister, and he cries out to the Lord for her. You remember that Miriam and Aaron have spoken ill-advisedly against Moses. They have criticized him. The Lord has come in tremendous signal judgment upon Miriam. He called them to account, and Miriam has been struck with this dreadful disease. Aaron is horrified, and he cries out to Moses. And Moses cries out to the Lord, "Oh God, please heal her." Remember the pressure that this man has been under. Remember the baggage he's carrying here. Remember the background to this story. What an opportunity now for him to get his own back. Can you hear him saying it? Wouldn't it be so often the kind of retort that people would make? Here is his sister struck down with this dreadful disease, Aaron shattered. And what does Moses do? Does he say, "Well, serves you right. That'll teach you. You made your bed, so you got to lie on it." No. After all, the world knows that revenge is sweet. And if he really had been proud and self-seeking, which was really what they were accusing him of, now was his chance. You can see him puffing his chest, tapping his chest, pin on another medal, get another notch on the gun, paint another swastika on the fuselage. "Yeah, I've won another. The Lord has vindicated me. You'll get what you deserve, Aaron. Go and lump it." Not a bit of it. Not a bit. He knew the Lord had vindicated him. Long before it was written, long before Christ said it in the New Covenant of the New Covenant law of Christ, Matthew 5:11-12. "Blessed are you when men shall persecute you and say all evil against you. Rejoice. God will look after you, see. God hears. God knows. Great is your reward in heaven." Romans 12:17-21. "Don't take vengeance. It's mine to repay, says the Lord. Leave it to me." Easy things to preach, my friend. Easy things to read. Easy things to say. Easy to repeat these verses. Oh, to do it. Look at the word "so" here. So Moses cried out to the Lord. He responded to this appeal. He shows his pity, his compassion. And he's earnest in his prayer. Oh, he really cries out. "Oh," he says. "Oh, please, Lord, please." He is a forgiving man, and he can forget it, and he puts it behind him, and he prays for Miriam. Now, I find this exceedingly challenging. Let me bring it home to you how I feel it. I know people who constantly repeat the so-called Lord's Prayer, the pattern prayer, and they say, it seems to me, without turning a hair, "Forgive us our debts, forgive us our transgressions, our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us." Matthew 6:12. We'll read verses 14-15. Jesus explains it. If you don't forgive others, God won't forgive you. Here is a tremendous challenge to me. Forgive me as I forgive others. That's easy to repeat, but do you really mean it, my friend? Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Well, yeah, people think that's the ethic of the Christian life. Very easy to say, isn't it? Is it really what we do? Is it really what we want? 1 Peter 3:15-16, 2 Timothy 2:23-25, gentleness, meekness, soft answers. It's so easy to do the alternative. Sweet truth and easy to repeat. But when my faith is sorely tried, I prove myself a learner yet, weak, apt to slide, and so on. So sang William Cowper, and so do I. David was determined. Psalm 17, verse 3. I don't take vengeance. I'm not a man of violence. Listen to him in his dying day talking about Shimei and Joab. He takes vengeance upon them. This is a big challenge to me. Moses comes out in flying colors, and he is held before me surely as an example. I must know the grace of God to follow this. But let me take it even higher. If Moses is a big challenge, let me give you the greater challenge. 1 Peter 2, verses 18 to 23. The Lord Jesus, when he was reviled, he reviled not again. Have you never heard him on the cross? Even as they're persecuting him, nailing him, crowning him with thorns, spitting upon him, laughing at him, mocking him, piercing him. He's there in agony, and what does he say? Come down, these 12 legions of angels, and smash them to smithereens. No, Father, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. What a tremendous challenge this is. Yes, Christ is above all, my Lord, my God, my Savior, my Redeemer, but he is my example, 1 Peter 2, 18 to 23. And this is revealed to me, recorded for me, is spoken to me to follow. Not to be saved, but because I am saved. Because I am in Christ, and Christ is in me. May Christ really live in me and show the spirit that Moses had, above all that Christ had. Moses was not perfect, but here he shines out. Moses cried out to the Lord. So Moses cried out to the Lord. Oh God, please heal her. What a forgiving, generous, warm, loving, compassionate spirit. May God produce it in me. May God produce it in you, my brother and my sister, for Christ's sake. Amen.